兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚有一个报告的事项是关于在这个感恩节的季节，我们愿意帮助在我们教会对面小学里面一些有需要的家庭。
There was an announcement earlier that we are partnering with the elementary school across the street to prepare food baskets for families in the neighborhood.
这不但是我们爱心的一个表现。
It's not only to show our love.
我们的祷告和盼望是借着神给我们的祝福，我们可以祝福在我们这个社区当中的居民。
And it is our prayer and hope that as God blesses us, we are blessing others.
那当然，我们都有想要将我们最好的分给人。
And of course, we want to bless others with our best.
所以呢，这个刚刚在报告事项上面，那个说给他们的食物里面。
And earlier, the announcement said that the food that we're going to donate.
那最后一项呢，说干的面食。
And the last item was dried noodles or pasta.
Yeah. 这个面食啊，我就想讲一下，就大概不是我们的山东干面啊。
So this pasta we're referring to is not the Shandong noodles.
那这个 Peter 在做报告都是英文的时候，他说是西洋的面，就意大利面。
Oh, in English it's spaghetti or pasta.
Yeah. 因为我们要想到我们关心的对象，他们要懂得怎么吃这个东西。
Because we need to consider who's receiving these donations. They need to know how to use these ingredients.
你知道今天早上我们英文的主日学里面在讲宣教。
And this morning during Sunday school, we're on the topic of missions.
那最后呢，我们老师放了一个短的影片。
And at the end, our teacher played a video.
那这个短的影片里面呢，就有很多全世界还没有主耶稣基督救恩的这些人的这些画面。
And in the video, there were images of people in this world that have yet to know Jesus.
但是不只是这些人的面孔。
It's not just the faces of these people.
这个影像里面有许许多多他们所信的宗教。
There's also a display of their religions.
那他们的信仰，这个他的怎么样融合到他们的生活和他们的文化当中。
And we see how religion is incorporated into their everyday life and in their culture.
当我们在思想怎么样帮主耶稣，怎么样把主耶稣基督的救恩传给他们的时候。
And when we think about how we're going to share the gospel and the good news of Jesus to them.
我们不是只把我们知道最好的，然后直接的赤裸裸的拿给他们。
And it's not just giving them what we know that is best to us,
因为他们可能不知道怎么使用。
Because they may not know how to use that.
所以我们要知道他们的生活，他们的文化，他们的需要，他们的背景，我们才能够把主耶稣基督的福音以他们最能够接受，对他们最有帮助的方式能够传出去。
So we need to understand them, their background, their culture, and their perspective so that we can use the best and easiest method for them to understand and receive the gospel.
当然对面的小学他们知道在他们的对面有一个华人教会。
Of course, to the elementary school across the street, they know that there is a Chinese church across the street.
但是我们赠送给他们的食物不需要全部都是华人的食物。
But what we donate to them doesn't necessarily have to be Chinese food.
对，那当然我们希望他们能够接触一些华人的好的东西，那当然我们也可以，你要想办法怎么样去把他们传递出去。
But of course, if you want them to enjoy some of the good things about our Chinese culture, then you can think about how you can introduce these foods to them.
让他们知道这边这个教会不是只是一个华人的一个聚集。
So they can know that this church is not just a place where Chinese people gather.
是一个有神的地方。
It is a place where God is.
是一个爱他们的一群人。
And it is a group of people that love them.
Yeah. 我们今天的正道是从哥林多前书第十五章，我们继续第十五章的 讲道系列。
And this morning's message, we will continue with 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and continue with our series.
弟兄姐妹，我想我几周前跟你们说过。
I think a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to you about this.
哥林多前书是我们许多人很熟悉的一卷书。
And the book of 1 Corinthians is a book that we're all very familiar with.
对我个人来说，我也读过好几遍了。
And to me, I've read it several times.
非常喜欢。
I like it very much.
但是哥林多前书第十五章从来就没有对我来说成为一个突出的一段经文。
And to me, even though I've read it several times, it never really stood out to me.
但是呢，这一次神却借着他的话语，把哥林多前书第十五章呈现在我的面前。让我在神的话语里面有一个新的突破。
But this time, as we're going through this chapter, I had a breakthrough.
弟兄姐妹，哥林多前书第十五章所讲到的主题是复活。
And the main topic of this chapter is resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，复活的这件事情与你、与我、与今天世界上面所有的人都是有关系的。
And resurrection has, it relates to every one of us.
而且是有切身关系的。
And it has an intimate relationship with us.
但是我们一般人，甚至信主的人，常常对复活没有一个更全备的认识和了解。
But many times a lot of us don't have an accurate or complete understanding of this topic.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意成为保罗对哥林多教会的期许的这样的一个教会。
And we wish that
we can become like a church that Paul wants the Corinthian church to be. 我们要一个是合一的教会。
We want to be a united church.
我们要成为一个主耶稣基督是元首的教会。
And we want to be a church where Christ is the head.
我们要是一个有爱的教会。
We want to be a church of love.
不但有爱，是一个追求爱的教会。
Not only do we have love, but we are pursuing love.
我们要是一个在追求爱之外，是一个渴慕圣灵所赐的恩赐的教会。
And not only do we want to pursue love, we want to also pursue the spiritual gifts.
所以我们在我们的教会的服事当中，
That's why in the ministries and the service at church,
让我们在我们自己的家庭生活当中，
or in our in our families and our homes,
在我们个人的属灵生活当中，
and in our personal spiritual life,
都有圣灵的工作，
we have the work of the Holy Spirit,
都有生命的呈现。
And we have the manifestation of life.
都有神的同在。
And we have God with us.
不但如此，弟兄姐妹，我们要成为一个有福音的教会。
And not only so, but we want to be a church that shares the gospel.
我们要作为一个认识福音的教会。
And we want to be a church that is familiar with the gospel.
拥有福音的教会。
That has the gospel.
然后是传扬福音的教会。
And shares the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，但是福音是什么呢？
But, dear brothers and sisters, what is the gospel?
好，我们从几周前就开始看见了。
And from a few weeks ago, we started to discover.
福音不是来教会。
Gospel is not just coming to church.
福音不是只是死后能够进天堂。
And the gospel is not just entering into heaven after death.
哥林多前书十五章里面帮助我们看见福音的重点，弟兄姐妹，我们所拥有的福音的支点就在于复活。
And the main point of the gospel and what we've talked about here in chapter 15 is resurrection.
是主耶稣基督的复活。
It is the resurrection of Jesus.
但是也是属于神儿女信靠主耶稣基督的人的复活。
But it is also the resurrection of all those who put their faith in Jesus.
两周前我们说到复活是所有的好消息当中最大的好消息。
And 2 weeks ago, we talked about that is the best news that there is in all of good news is the resurrection.
主耶稣基督的复活不是一个概念。
And the resurrection of Jesus is not just a concept.
主耶稣基督的复活不是一个一个虚构的故事。
And it's not just a manufactured story.
主耶稣基督的复活不是只是为了能够解释一些人生当中的哲理的一个好像寓言故事。
And it is not just a story that explains why things are the way they are.
主耶稣基督的复活是事实。
It is fact and it is true.
主耶稣基督的出生
The birth of Jesus
是事实
is truth.
主耶稣基督他在这世上所过的三十多年的生活是事实。
And Jesus living on earth for 33 years is indeed fact and truth.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面被钉死是事实。
And him dying on the cross is fact and truth.
之后他被埋在坟墓里是事实。
And him being buried is fact and truth.
然后第三天他从死里复活是事实。
On the third day, him resurrecting from the dead is fact and truth.
他复活之后不但他的门徒看见了他同时给了五百多位的信徒们看见。
And after his resurrection, he appeared to not only his disciples, but to hundreds of people.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督的复活是福音的中心。
Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus is the center of the gospel.
但是这个福音为什么跟你我，为什么跟今天所有的人的生命都是有关联呢？
But why is this resurrection related to our lives?
因为主耶稣基督这个复活的生命是带着能力的。
Because this resurrection, the life of Jesus, comes with power.
而主耶稣基督这个复活生命的能力就是赐给那一切信靠他的人。
And this power he gives to those who believe in him.
刘长老上周主日的时候跟我们分享了主耶稣基督复活的大能。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us the power of the resurrection of Jesus.
一个认识主耶稣基督的复活大能的人是蛮有盼望的人。
And those that know and have the resurrection power of Jesus has power in their life.
是一个生命转变的人。
It is a person that understands that is a person that has been transformed.
然后我们看见五位弟兄姐妹们因为认识了主耶稣基督的福音。
And the five brothers and sisters last week, because they have come to know the gospel,
借着浸礼
and through baptism,
他们浸到水里就像主一样埋葬
and they entered into the water just like how Jesus was buried.
但是当他们从水里出来的时候就像主耶稣基督一样从坟墓里出来复活了
But when they came out of the water, it's like Jesus resurrecting from the dead.
他们心里面充满的是喜乐
So that their hearts are filled with hope and joy.
心里面充满的是盼望。
Filled with joy and hope.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督的复活。
Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus.
它可贵之处不是只是耶稣复活了。
What's valuable and precious is not just that Jesus has been resurrected.
那耶稣复活了跟你跟我有什么关系啊？
Well, what does it have to do with us if...our Lord Jesus has been resurrected.
那我们说耶稣复活了。
Well, we say our Lord Jesus has resurrected.
我们可以很高兴拍手。
So then we can be very glad and clap our hands.
Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him.
太好了，太好了。
It's great.
他复活了。
He has resurrected.
但是他复活跟你我有什么关系？
Well, what does it have to do with us?
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督的复活
Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus
证明了他是神
proves that he is God.
证明了他所说出来的一切的应许都必成就
proves that all the promises that he made to us will come to pass.
人是不能从死里复活的。
Man cannot resurrect from the dead.
人是受到死亡的控制的。
Man is controlled by death.
我们人啊，是有才干的，也有一定程度的能力的。
For us as humans, we have talents and we have capabilities.
我们可以克服许多的艰苦。
And we can overcome many challenges.
但是我们克服不了死亡。
But we can never overcome death.
只有神可以克服死亡。
Only God can overcome death.
所以当主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，
So when Jesus resurrected from the dead,
当这成为了一件事实之后，
When it became fact and truth,
我们看见耶稣基督他是一位言出必行的神，他不是一个口说无凭的人。
We see that Jesus keeps his word.
主耶稣基督说什么？
What did our Lord Jesus say?
他说我是道路、真理、生命。
He said that I am the truth, the way, and the life.
若不借由我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father without me.
当他所爱的一个门徒叫做拉撒路死了之后，
When one of his disciples, Lazarus, has died,
这个拉撒路就是马大跟玛利亚的兄弟。
And Lazarus was the brother of Martha and Mary.
这三个人是主耶稣基督非常钟爱的三个门徒。
And the three of them were all beloved disciples of Jesus.
当他知道拉撒路死了之后，
Once he found out that Lazarus had died,
主耶稣基督说，复活在我。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
生命也在我。
I am the life.
信我的人虽然死了，仍旧必复活。
Those who believe in me, although they are dead, they will resurrect from the dead.
但是凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And those that believe in me will never die.
弟兄姐妹，因为主耶稣基督的复活，
Dear brothers and sisters, because of Jesus' resurrection,
使得他应许今天世上所有人的这个福音可以得到应验。
So that he can promise that those that believe in him can experience the same.
只要信靠他，
As long as you believe in him,
就能够得到生命。
Then you will receive life.
而这个生命不只是今生今世在地上的生命。
And this life is not just life here on earth for the now.
而是神在创造当中，在爱当中所赐予人的真正的丰富生命。
But it is, even since the beginning of creation, his plan to give us this abundant life.
弟兄姐妹，我们来看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let us look at chapter 15 from 1 Corinthians.
我们从第二十节开始看。
And we will start from verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。睡了之人就是肉体上面在这世上死了的人。 Go ahead.
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And fallen asleep are those that are physically dead.
而第一节他说，死既然因一个人而来，死人复活也是因一个人而来。
For as by a man came death,By a man has come also the resurrection of the dead.
因为在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
但是每个人都会按着自己的这个次序复活。出熟的果子就是耶稣基督，以后在他再来的时候，那些属于基督的再来，末期到了，那时候基督将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下， 进末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死，因为经上说的，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既然说万物都服了他，那明显那叫万物服他的就不在其中了。万物既然服了他，那时子也要将自己服在那万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
So continuing in verse 23, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ, then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he has accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all.
弟兄姐妹，因为神所在圣经当中所有一切的预言，所有一切的应许都呈现了。
Dear brothers and sisters, because of the promises that we read in the Bible have all come to pass,
因为主耶稣基督他的出生，他的受苦，他的死亡，他的复活，是神从旧约时代就已经在预言过的，然后呢，都成就了。
And because the birth of Jesus, his suffering and his death on the cross and his resurrection was foretold in the Old Testament, and it came to pass,
当他从死里复活，让人看见，让人见证之后，
And when he came back to life andshowed himself to others and others have witnessed it.
弟兄姐妹，这证实了我们对神所应许给我们，主耶稣基督所应许给我们的一切，都是我们能够去掌握到的，都是我们能够去信靠的，都是我们知道必然会发生的。
And this proves and gives us confidence that everything that he said and promised will come to pass.
主耶稣基督因为他复活，
And because he came back from the dead,
所以弟兄姐妹，你我也会复活。
That is why we can have that resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，常常我们会听见基督徒说，基督徒是有盼望的人。
So a lot of times we say, all Christians are people that have hope.
可是基督徒盼望的是什么呢？
But what are we hoping for?
我们到底盼望的是什么呢？
What is our hope?
新冠疫情会结束。
Is it that the coronavirus will go away or end?
我们如果现在生病，我们的病可以得医治。
Is it because we are ill right now and that we can be healed?
工作上面碰到困难，但是呢，哦，一切可能会迎刃而解。
Or we have a difficulty at work, but it'll be solved.
家庭关系出现裂痕。
Or an issue that have come up in our family, in our home.
但是我们盼望可以得到解决。
But we hope that it will be resolved.
这是我们的盼望吗？
Is that our hope?
弟兄姐妹，不信神的人也有这样的盼望。
Well, dear brothers and sisters, those that don't believe in God also have that same hope.
所以你有没有想过，到底一个基督徒所谓这个可贵的，是这个无价的盼望到底是什么？
So what is this precious, invaluable hope that we have?
这个盼望，弟兄姐妹，是复活。
And that hope is the resurrection.
是你我的复活。
It is our resurrection.
今天正道的主题是复活，是什么？死亡的毁灭。
And the topic or the title of this morning's message is the resurrection, the destruction of death.
Resurrection is the destruction of death, right? 弟兄姐妹，这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
这是你我所拥有的最宝贵的盼望。
And that is that precious hope that we have.
你知道，有人说过。
Someone once said,
当一个人出生的时候，当一个孩子出生的时候，有什么值得高兴的？
What is to be happy about when a child is born?
那你说怎么不高兴呢？
Why wouldn't you be happy?
当然高兴啊。
Of course, it's joyous.
但是呢，他就说啊，因为人生的每一步路都不过是朝着死亡的方向迈进而已。
Because he said, the path of life is towards death anyways.
所以最好不要出生。
So might as well not be born.
你出生以后，你每一步路你就朝着死亡去进行。
Because once you're born, every step that you take is towards death.
那你说，那这是悲观人的这种看法想法。
Well, that's a very pessimistic view.
我啊，不同。
I'm different.
我要积极乐观。
I am optimistic.
我要用我的人生去编织美丽的梦想。
I want to use my life to fulfill my dreams.
我可以去追逐，我可以去实现我的理想。
I want to fulfill and reach all of my dreams.
我要好好的充实自己。
I need to develop myself.
我要好好耕耘我的财富。
I want to accumulate my wealth.
然后我要及时行乐。
And I want to be joyful.
很好啊。
Those are all good.
这是蛮好的一个人生的理念，是不是？
That is a good perspective on life.
如果这是你的想法，我很敬佩你。
If that is you, then I admire you.
问题是，你有这样的一个观念，拥有这样的一个出发点，这样子就能够躲得过，这样就能够避得开生命的终点吗？
Well, if you have all of those ideals, are you able to avoid? Are you able to avoid the final destination?
你有这样的一个积极乐观的人生观理念，就能够避开躲过死亡的必然性吗？
If you have an optimistic point of view, and a positive outlook,Are you still able to avoid the final destination of death?
弟兄姐妹，不管我们的人生观，或不管我们怎么样对待我们所拥有的这个生命，弟兄姐妹，你人生的列车一定会走到终点站的。
Regardless of where you are, everyone comes to the final destination of death.
没有人喜欢讲死啊。
Nobody likes to talk about death.
大家都怕死啊。
Everyone is afraid of death.
大家都讨厌死啊。
And they hate death.
大家都躲避死啊。
And they try to avoid death.
那华人更是如此。
And especially Chinese people.
因为不喜欢死。
Because we don't like death.
所以你住大楼里面，华人是没有第四楼的。
So that's why when you live in a building, there is no fourth floor.
你就怕住到那四楼变成住到死楼里面。
Because if you live on the fourth floor, it sounds like death, the death floor.
那你买房子的时候绝对不可以有一个号码是四。
And when you purchase a home, your address better not have a number four in it.
不然你住到死里面去了。
Because you're living in death.
Because in Chinese, four and death sounds the same, right?那是不是孩子过生日的时候不能过四岁
？So is that, does that mean that your child cannot celebrate their fourth birthday?
不然怕你去庆祝他的死岁那还得了
？Because or else you'll be celebrating his death.
你说这是迷信
？This is superstition.
可是人就是这样子。
But we are like that.
你可以说我去怕他，我去躲避他。
You can say you're afraid of that and you try to avoid it.
那今天有人就说我不怕他，我不要躲避他，我要勇敢面对他。
So some of you might say, I'm not afraid. I'm going to come head to head with it.
甚至我把死这件事情当成娱乐，甚至庆祝庆祝。
Actually, I think that this is fun. I celebrate death.
我今天在美国这是万圣节。
That's what Halloween is, right? In America.
哇，今天你若要看死的东西，那多了。
If you want to see dead things, there's lots to look at.
吸血鬼出来了。
There are vampires that
come out. 僵尸出来了。
Or zombies.
木乃伊出来了。
Or mummies.
但是我们不怕它。
But we're not afraid of them.
只是好玩而已。
Because it's just for fun.
然后趁机会欢庆欢庆。
And occasionally we celebrate it.
可是我们去把它当成娱乐,
but if we just make fun of that,
我们去想办法躲避逃它,
or we try to run away, flee from it, or avoid it,
真正会取代我们对它的惧怕和厌恶吗?
Will that replace our fear or our hatred for death?
弟兄姐妹, 一个生命, 如果结尾只是死,
dear brothers and sisters, if life final destination is just death,
然后没有一个永生的盼望,
and if there's no hope for eternal life,
那这个生命最终毕竟是一个淡然暗淡无光的生命, 是一个会陨落的生命,
then this life has no meaning and no light.
Yeah,
no.
It's dark, right? Dark. It's dim. And it's something that's just going to fall away and waste away. 弟兄姐妹, 为什么今天死是对每一个人都是有必然性的?
Why is death inevitable to everyone?
第二十一节就告诉我们, 因为死是借着一个人而来的。
And verse 21 says it very clearly, because for as by a man came death.
当亚当和夏娃在神美好的创造当中,
and when Adam and Eve, in God's beautiful creation,
他们享受着神对生命的丰富、美好、永恒的设计,
they were enjoying God's design of abundance and joy and eternity.
你要了解弟兄姐妹, 神对生命的设计也是我们对生命的期盼。
What God has designed for life is also our hope.
人对生命的期盼就是要它美好，就是要它丰富，就是要它怎么样长久。
And our hope for life is an abundant and eternal life. Full of joy.
这也是神对生命的设计和心意。
That is the heart and design of God.
但是亚当和夏娃他们却受到撒旦魔鬼的诱惑之后, 他们违背了神。
But Adam and Eve rebelled against God under the temptation from the enemy.
神跟他们说不可做的事情, 他们偏偏要去做。
And they disobeyed God and did something that they were not supposed to.
所以神这 完美的生命就受到了损坏，受到了伤害。
So this perfect and beautiful life that God intended became tainted.
所以今天我们人的生命，因为我们是亚当夏娃的后代，这个人的生命今天是一个已经受了污染，受到了伤害的生命。
And because we are all descendants of Adam and Eve, our life has been polluted and tainted.
所以这个生命
So that's why life comes to an end.
所以这个生命是与神的美好是分开的。
So this life has been separated from God.
我知道弟兄姐妹，有些人说啊， 那干嘛？那是亚当夏娃的错，跟我有什么关系啊？
Well, many people might say, well, that has to do with Adam and Eve. It has nothing to do with me.
凭什么亚当夏娃犯罪，那我就要接受他的这个罪的后果？
Why do I have to suffer the consequences of something that they did?
如果我在伊甸园里面，那就不一样了。
Well, if I was in the Garden of Eden myself, it would be different.
我肯定乖乖地听神的话。I
would listen and obey God.
我享受他一切的祝福。And
I would enjoy all of his blessings and provisions.
我拒绝撒旦的这个试探。And
I will pass the test of temptation from Satan.
然后呢，我就是好好地活在神的丰富里面。And
I will live under the abundance of God.
弟兄姐妹，你今天过这样的生活吗？
Well, are you living that type of life now?
你今天就是抵御撒旦？
Are you resisting Satan?
完完全全的顺服在神的掌控之下？
And completely submitting under the authority of God?
照着神的心意去过生活吗？
And living a life that is pleasing to God?
问题就出在没有一个人做得到。
Well, the problem is no one can do that.
我们都愿意。
We're all willing.
我们都想。
We all want to,
但是我们就是做不到,
but we're not able to do it.
弟兄姐妹, 神知道我们做不到,
But God knows that we're not able to accomplish that.
神爱我们啊,
but he loves us.
他知道罪的代价是死亡,
he knows the wages and the consequences of sin
and death. 他也知道我们做不到克服死亡的工作, and
he knows that we don't have the capability to overcome death.
所以弟兄姐妹, 他让我们看见在基督里面, 在主耶稣基督里面,
that's why he allows us to see the resurrection that comes from Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 一个有主耶稣基督生命的人,
a person that has the life of Jesus,
当你在这个地上的生命走到结束的时候,
and on this earth, when you've walked toward and are near the end,
这个属肉体的死亡不是一个终点站, 它是一个接驳站。
And this destination of death is not the final destination. It is a
connection.
It is a connection.
弟兄姐妹,你清楚吗?
Do you understand that?
如果你有主耶稣基督,
if you have the Lord Jesus,
如果你信靠他,
and you trust him,
如果你在他的面前认罪悔改, 接受他成为你的主,
and you confess your sins before him and accept him as your Lord and Savior,
如果你承认他的死是因为你的罪被钉在十字架上,
and you believe that he was nailed on the cross for your sins,
那他那复活的生命, 只要你愿意,
then his resurrection is for you.
在基督里,
in all of us, there is a resurrection.
弟兄姐妹, 你看, 神的应许23节, 他说, 个人要按着自己的次序复活, 这个主耶稣基督已经复活了, 这个就代表了, 弟兄姐妹, 你我的复活, 肯定必然的, 也会得成就。
When we see the promise in verse 23, but each in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ, because of this promise, we can have hope.
为什么基督徒盼望主耶稣基督的再来?
Why do Christians hope for the return of Jesus?
为什么我们的盼望是在主耶稣基督的再来?
Why is our hope in the second coming of Jesus?
因为当主耶稣基督再来的时候,弟兄姐妹,就是我们复活的时候。
Because when he comes again is the time when we will be resurrected.
那信主的人,有神所赐的生命的人,
but those that belong to God have the life given by God,
有那更新永生盼望生命的人,
that have people that have the renewed life in Christ,
在主耶稣基督再来的时候,
when Jesus returns,
如果他们已经死了,
if they're already dead, they will rise from the dead.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候,我们也看见, 如果我们当时没死, 但是主耶稣基督再来的话, 我们的身体要转变, 变成一个新的生命。
And in 1 Thessalonians, it says that if we are still alive and when Jesus returns, our body will be made new.
我们这个新的身体是不会再受到死的这个局限的生命。
And this new body that we will receive will not be limited by death or bound by death.
弟兄姐妹, 我们需要复活。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need resurrection.
神要赐给我们复活,
and God wants to give us this resurrection. Because God wants us in this with this eternal life to be in his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹,
that is our hope.
没有, 改变自己的生命和改变自己的生活而在努力的。
There's no one on this earth that doesn't work hard or aspire in the life that they have here on earth.
Yeah, to make it better, right? 我们想要把我们的生命和我们的生活得改善。
And we want to improve our life here on earth.
我们盼望我们所 属的这个国家或这个我们所居住的这个地方是一个安全，是一个和乐，是一个富裕的地方。
And it is our hope that the country and the neighborhood that we live in is a safe and comfortable place.
我们盼望今天在我们社会当中，在这个国家里面，在世界上面，那些执政掌权的人是公义的，是良善的。
Now it is our prayer that the people that govern the place where we live are just and kind and good.
为什么今天我们在美国生活？
Why are we living in America today?
为什么今天我们居住在我们居住的地方？
And why are we living where we're living?
目前为止，我们现在认为我们找到我们最适合我们最好的地方。
At least now, we think that where we live is the best place for us.
因为如果不是最好，你已经早搬了。
Because if it is not good for you, you already moved away.
只要有比这边更好的地方，只要能够让我的生活更好、更舒服、更富裕、更安全的地方，我就要去。
And if there is a place that is more comfortable, that is more safe, and that is better for me and my family, I'm going to move there.
但是弟兄姐妹，为什么圣经上面说主耶稣基督他要将一切执政掌权的有能的都要毁灭，然后把国交给父神？
Well, why does in verse 24, does it say, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
因为今天在世界上面一切执政掌权有能的都是不公义的。
Because today those that have the power to rule and have authority are not just.
都是不完全的。
And they're not perfect.
都是败坏的。
And they're all flawed.
弟兄姐妹，我们就不要说那些很容易看见是不好的这些政权了。
We don't have to talk about the ones that are obvious.
Haiti.
Oh, the country Haiti.
腐败的政府。
It is a corrupt government.
剥削他自己的国民。
And they abuse or take advantage of the people.
Yeah, 为了中保自己的私囊，对不对？
To line their own pockets, right?
Yeah, they take advantage of their citizens to line their own pockets. 然后呢，社会上面80%以上是受到帮派、黑帮的控制。
And about 80% of the population is controlled by the mob.
那是腐败的政权。
It's a corrupt government.
那你想，在阿富汗现在这个塔利班的政权，现在他们控制了这个国家。
And you look at Afghanistan, which is governed by the Taliban.
他们是集权，是独裁，是控制人的。
And they are oppressive, and they control the people.
你说他们不公义。
And you say that they're not just.
他们不良善。
They're not righteous.
你甚至可以说他们是腐败的，是邪恶的。
Or you might say that they're corrupt, they're evil.
其实弟兄姐妹，这就是很明显的。
But, dear brothers, those are the obvious examples.
过去这一周我看到一则新闻。
This week I read a news article.
美国现任总统去教廷拜访教皇，你们知道吗？
Did you hear about our President Biden visit to the Pope?
美国现任总统是天主教徒。
And our current president, of course, is a Catholic.
那天主教呢，本身也是它的源头，也是主耶稣基督，也是圣经。
Of course, originally the Catholic religion, also, founder is also a disciple of Christ.
No. The Catholic Church, the Catholic faith, originates from Christ, and also was based of the Scripture as well. 但是经过千百年来。人为的影响，人为的传统的包袱，使得他们今天没有走进神对教会的心意当中。
But after hundreds of years, after man's tradition, they have wandered away from God's path.
但是这并不表示说天主教里面没有好的信念。
That doesn't mean that.Within the Catholic faith, there are no good
doctrines or traditions.
Doctrines or traditions.
他们其中一个很好的信念，他们很注重的是堕胎是错的。
Well, one of their doctrines is that abortion is wrong.
弟兄姐妹，我可以跟你们讲得很明白。
I can tell you very clearly.
堕胎
abortion
是把一个孩子的生命谋杀的行为。
It is murdering a child.
没有别的办法。There's no other way to look at it, right? Okay. 所以天主教他们对堕胎，他们是采取极度的反对。
So Catholics are heavily against abortion.
但是我们美国现任的总统他是支持堕胎的。
But our current president is for abortion.
所以美国的主教跟他说，你支持堕胎，你不能领圣餐。
So the
bishop
the bishop says because you are for abortion, you cannot receive communion.
啊，对一个天主教徒来讲，不能领圣餐，甚至对基督徒来说，当你不被允许领圣餐，不被允许参与纪念主耶稣的这个死，这是一个很严重的事情啊。
And that is a very heavy or important thing for a believer not to receive communion
not to be allowed
and remember what Jesus has done.
这意思就是说你的信仰出问题了。
Because in other words, what that means is there's a problem with your faith.
可是美国总统去看完了这个教皇之后，
But after meeting with the Pope,
发表一个声明，很高兴。
Then he's very happy to make an announcement.
他说啊，教皇跟我说了。
Well, he says, well, the Pope said to me,
他允许我领圣餐。
He's allowing me to receive and participate in communion.
那不但如此，他跟我说，
Not only so, he also said to me,
你是一个很好的天主教徒。
You are a very good Catholic.
弟兄姐妹，在教皇的眼中，他可能是一个好的教徒。
Well, dear brothers and sisters, in the eyes of the Pope, he may think that he's a good Catholic.
但是在神的眼中，他是一个将神的话语尊重，将神对生命的期许尊重的一个人吗？
But in God's eyes, does he respect the word of God?
我今天目的不是批评人。
My purpose today is not to criticize man.
但是弟兄姐妹，你想想看。
But if you think about this,
教廷今天在世界上面是一个政权。
Religion is a authority.
No, the Vatican today is a body of power and authority. 在宗教当中，它是极具影响力的。
And the Vatican has a huge influence on people.
不能说它是邪恶腐败的。
We can't say that it is wicked or evil.
但是它公义，它美善吗？
But is he righteous and just?
美国在今天的世界当中是世界超级强国之一。
And the United States is a world power.
One 我相信在许多方面，美国的政府包括总统在内，都是为了人民的好处，为了世界的和平和利益在努力。
Now I believe the president and the government is working hard for world peace and whatever they feel is the best for its citizens.
Yeah. 但是他是公义的吗？
But is he just?
他是美善的吗？
Is he righteous? Are they righteous?
弟兄姐妹，这世上所有一切执政掌权有能的都不是公义的，都不是完全美善的，都不是完全合神心意的。
Those that are in power and in authority today are not perfect, are all flawed, and are not righteous and just.
因为罪在这个世界当中运行。
Because sin is working in this world.
在你我生命当中所运行的罪，同样在社会上面运行，同样在这些执政掌权人的生命当中运行。
Because the sin that once was working in our life and now is still continuing to work in this world and the government.
所以我们的盼望, 弟兄姐妹, 不是在执政掌权的人的身上。
So our hope is not on the people or the government that has authority and power on earth today.
弟兄姐妹,我们的盼望是主耶稣基督他降世再来,把所有一切执政掌权有能的人都毁灭了,然后将他那完美圣洁公义的国度呈现给神,然后你我有复活的生命可以去领受这个国度。
Our hope is on the second coming of Christ when he comes again and destroys every rule and every authority and power and restores the kingdom of God and that his children can live the eternal life in his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹,这不是一个我们不知道得到或得不到的一种好像一种期盼而已。
And it's just not a wishful thinking that we're hoping for.
弟兄姐妹, 这是我们能够抓住, 能够掌握, 能够依靠的一个盼望。
This is a hope that we can grasp and experience.
弟兄姐妹, 因为这世上所有的一切都是神的仇敌。
Because everything in this world is the enemy of God.
26节说, 到了末了, 神所要毁灭的最后一个仇敌就是死亡。
And in verse 26, the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
弟兄姐妹, 有神生命的人,
Dear brothers and sisters, those that have the life of Christ in us,
有复活确据的人,
and those that have the resurrected life in us,
弟兄姐妹, 那 是不怕死的人。
Then we don't fear death.
因为主耶稣基督是要败坏死权的那位主。
Because because Jesus is the one that will destroy death.
虽然人的肉体的生命有一个死亡, 但是主耶稣基督所应许的我们必然得到的是复活。
Even though man, all of us will experience the physical death, but what Jesus offers and promises us is resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣基督的复活就是将死亡毁灭了。
And Jesus' resurrection is the destruction of death.
死不能控制他。
Death cannot control him.
因为他的生命远远地超过死亡, 他的生命击垮了罪所带来的死亡。
Because his life surpasses death and brings the destruction of death.
弟兄姐妹, 所以基督徒, 我们所最珍惜的, 宝贵的福音,
so for us as Christians, the value and the preciousness of the gospel to us
是主耶稣基督的复活在我的生命当中所做的工作。
It is the work of Jesus' resurrection in my life.
想到死是人生的终点,是非常的悲惨,你怎么能不悲观?
It is pitiful and devastating to think that death is the end.
How can you not be pessimistic about it, right? 怎么能不给我们带来压力?
How can it not bring pressure?
怎么能不影响我们每日的生活?
And how can it not affect our everyday life?
但是当我们对生命的价值和意义有了一个清楚的认识,
But once we have a correct understanding and perspective of the meaning and purpose of our life,
当我们发现原来我们对生命的这些期盼就是神对生命的设计和心意的时候,
And when we realize all of our aspirations for what's good in this life was God's intended design.
当我们发现经过主耶稣基督的救恩, 我们可以得到, 我们可以去享受, 我们可以去拥有, 然后我们可以去传扬的时候, 弟兄姐妹, 这是带给我们心里面多大的平安。
When we come to realize that we can experience and have this life and the blessing and to share it with others, that gives us the peace and the joy.
永生的盼望, And
the hope of eternal life will not bring anxiety to our lives.
一个永生的视野, 可以让我们看见我们不需要对我们未来有任何的担忧。
And because of this hope that we have in eternal life will not bring us anxiety.
弟兄姐妹, 当有人听见刘长老他这个脑癌复发之后,
And when people have heard the news of the Pastor Alex's cancer coming back,
然后就问他说,那替你祷告啊。
And asked him, tells him that I will pray for you.
那他的回答让很多人觉得很奇怪。
Well, his response sort of caught people off guard.
因为一般人啊,你我碰到这样的情形,第一个就是我要求医治。
Because the natural response for anyone is to ask for healing.
还有什么比这个生命和健康更重要的呢?
What's more important than life and health?
那当然是求医治嘛。
Of course it is to ask for healing.
可是让人纳闷的就是刘长老就不要,他不是说不要,他就没有说要为他的医治祷告。
But what is surprising is that he did not ask for healing.
造成很多人的困扰。
So it confused many people.
可是我知道为什么他这样。
But I know why he had that response.
不是因为他特别属灵啊,要选一个属灵的这个好像回应。
It is not because he is more spiritual or that he wants to give a more spiritual response.
是一个要做一个圣人,我们要有这种属天的概念。
It's not that he wants to be more holy or have a godly perspective. Or,
因为对他来说,弟兄姐妹,
because to him,
生命是在主的手中,
life is in the hands of our Lord.
肉体生命就算终结也不过只是一个转播站。
And the end of physical life here on earth is just a connection.
神对生命的执着和对生命的看重,弟兄姐妹,只会比你我更多,不会比你我更少。
God's value of life is more than what we put on life.
因为死对他来讲,已经没有任何的瑕疵威胁。
Because death is not a threat to God anymore.
但弟兄姐妹, 我今天是替他说话,但是呢,他有些话他自己,我若讲错,他可以纠正我就是了。
So I'm actually speaking for him. If there's any correction, he'll correct it later.
但是我知道这是他的心意。
But I do know that's his heart.
因为弟兄姐妹,这不是只有他有。
Because this is something that not only he has.
弟兄姐妹,如果你我都拥有主耶稣基督的福音,我们都对复活的盼望是这么热切的,这么真实的。 藏在我们的心中,弟兄姐妹,我们同样是对生命有这样的看法和观点。And
we would also have this type of perspective if we have that confidence and the security of that resurrecting power in our life.
不是说这就很容易。
Not saying that's easy.
不是说面对死亡容易啊。
Not saying that it is easy to face death.
不是说面对自己生命要结束会是一件容易的事情。
It's not that it's easy when you come face to face with death.
不是说基督徒不怕死,我们就好像整天庆祝自己死,早点死好。
And it's not that for Christians that we celebrate death and want to death to come earlier.
因为生命,弟兄姐妹,是宝贵的。
Because life is valuable.
没有比生命更值得我们珍惜的。There's
nothing more precious than life.
因为这是神赐给我们的。Because
it is given by God.
神宝贵我们的生命,神珍惜我们的生命,所以他拯救我们的生命,是不是?
Because he cherishes our life and that's why he saves us.
但是我们知道我们得到的是已经将死亡毁灭的这个复活的盼望。
But we have this hope of the resurrection, which is the destruction of death.
保罗, 使徒保罗,
and Apostle Paul,
他经常面临生命的威胁。
He's always facing perils of death.
他在一个对福音不友善的大环境当中, 与那些就是要想尽办法残害他, 杀害他, 抵制他的人, 当中传福音。
He's always in the midst of people that are against God and wants to kill him for because he's sharing the gospel.
但是因为他同样是有那复活的盼望在他生命当中强劲的运行的一个人。
But he's also a person that keeps moving and keeps going forward because of the resurrection power that he has in him.
所以他说啊,
That's why he says,
对我而言,
To me,
死是得益处的。
Dying is gain.
因为我可以与主同在了。
Because now I can be with the Lord.
我不需要再跟这世上的这些人争搏, 然后呢, 受到这个罪的控制影响。
I don't need to be under the influence of sin and still being able to be in the midst of the people that are persecuting.
但是他说如果我不死, 我活着,
but he's saying that but if I live, it is to Christ.
因为基督有工作要我做,
because I still have work for Christ that needs to be done.
我可以在这世上, 我可以受苦, 我可以受人的迫害, 我可以受到外在环境任何的压力, 但是呢, 我因为有主耶稣基督给我的工作, 我可以将这个生命活的, 展现的是灿烂的。
And I can go through the suffering and the persecution and all the challenges and still have this abundant life.
I can live still a brilliant life because Christ is in me, because Christ has a plan for me. 弟兄姐妹,曾经有一位牧师说过,我也不记得是谁讲的。
Once a pastor said this, I don't remember who it was.
他说啊, 我们每一个基督徒 应该天天的要对自己传福音。
And he says all Christians should share the gospel to themselves every day.
基督徒应该对自己讲福音的正道。
Christians should preach the gospel to themselves.
我已经是基督徒了，我干嘛还听福音啊？
Well, I'm already a Christian. Why do I have to hear the gospel again?
弟兄姐妹，那我们对福音的认识是什么？
What is our understanding of the gospel?
福音不是我做了一个祷告，接受主耶稣基督成为我救主，然后我受浸，然后我参加教会，然后我就等死进天堂。这不是福音。
The gospel is not just doing saying a prayer and then receiving Jesus, getting baptized, and then waiting to enter into heaven. I should say that is not the complete gospel. That's just the beginning of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹,
the gospel is the resurrection power of Jesus filling our lives every day.
主耶稣基督复活的生命因为战胜了死亡,
because the resurrection of Jesus has victory over death.
因为他毁灭了死亡,
because he destroyed death.
所以世界上面没有任何一切的事情可以影响你,可以威胁你了。
Because there is nothing else that can affect you or threaten you.
只要你愿意,
as long as you are willing,
神的话充满你, 给你力量,
and the word of God fills you and gives you power,
给你生命的方向,
and gives you direction in life.
只要你愿意,
as long as you are willing,
圣灵充满你,
the Holy Spirit will fill you,
带领你生活的方向,
and lead you in life,
赐给你过每一天生活的力量,
and gives you the power to live your life every day,
让你有信心, 有盼望,
so that you have confidence and hope, so that you can wait for the return of Jesus,
祂荣耀的再来,
His glorious return.
你如果在主里面, 你已死的, 你会复活,
If you are in Christ, when you die, you will resurrect.
今天你我还没有死的，如果主耶稣基督来了，我们属于他的人，弟兄姐妹，我们被他接到天上，我们的身体得到转变。
And if we haven't died, and he returns again, he will gather us up in the clouds, and our bodies will be transformed and will not decay.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督徒的必然。
That is the reality of all Christians. Dear brothers and sisters, we often think too less of the resurrection of Jesus.
当我们常常提到主耶稣基督复活的时候，只是讲到他的复活。弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过你自己的复活？
So when we talk about resurrection, we always only refer to the resurrection of Jesus and not to our own resurrection.
你有想到你因为得到了主耶稣基督的救恩，今天你灵魂的复活吗？
Have you thought about, because now you received Jesus, that you now have a renewed life?
因为你灵魂当中、生命当中的复活，使你对人生是充满盼望，是充满热忱，是充满干劲的。Because what? Because the inner depth of your life have been renewed and it's resurrected, therefore you can live your life with eagerness, with passion, with strength. 没有任何事情可以威胁你了。
Yeah, no, there's nothing else in this world that can threaten you.
弟兄姐妹，你有这样的认识吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you realize that?
不是我们没有。
It's not that we don't have.
因为神已经在他的美好，在他的爱中已经赐给我们了。
Because within God's love and his goodness, he already has given that to us.
只是我们有没有完全的，我们有没有完全的接受他，承受他。
But do we really fully accept and receive it?
弟兄姐妹，这是神的应许。
That's God's promise to us.
他的应许必然成就。
His promise will come to pass.
这是你我所拥有的。
This is something that we can all have.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在面对挑战，
So when we face challenges,
当我们在面对生活当中的困难，
or hardships in life,
当我们觉得我们的心灵、生命、健康、安危得到威胁的时候，
and when our life, our spirit, our health are threatened,
对自己讲福音，
preach the gospel to yourself.
主耶稣基督，你复活了。
Jesus, you resurrected from the dead.
因为今天我属于你，所以我的生命也是一个复活的生命。
And because I belong to you, my life has also has resurrection.
求你那复活的生命充满我。
May the power of your resurrection fill me.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们在你面前，主，我们要献上我们的赞美。
Before you, we want to lift up our praise.
你是复活的主。
You are the Lord that resurrected from the dead.
你是战胜死亡的主。
And you triumphed from the dead.
你是毁灭罪恶的主。
And you destroyed death.
主，我们没有这样的能力。
Lord, we don't have that power and capability.
但是你有。
But you do.
让我们记得我们是从你的救恩当中得生的。
Let us remember that it is through your salvation that we are reborn.
在我们当中，主已经是属于你的儿女，求主你复兴我们。
And those that belong to you, may you renew us.
主，让我们重新看见你所赐给我们那复活生命的美好，那复活生命的力量。
Let us see once again the power of the resurrected life.
主，当我们在面对每日的生活，
and when we face our everyday life,
当我们在受到我们每个人在我们生活当中所面对到的挑战的时候，
and when we face the challenges in our life,
让我们不惧怕。
Let us not have fear.
让我们有盼望。
Let us have hope.
因为我们是有复活盼望的人。
Because we have the hope of the resurrection.
主，今天在这世上。
And today in this world.
今天在我们的社会当中。
In our society.
今天在我们的家庭里面。
In our homes.
在我们个人的生活里面。
In our personal lives.
主，我相信你要将你自己的荣耀呈现。
I believe that you want to manifest your glory.
主，我相信你要我们每一个人都能够认识到你那复活生命的荣美。
We know that you want every one of us to experience that beauty and the power that comes with the resurrected life.
主，因为你的心意是我们不要被罪恶捆绑，我们要从罪中得到释放。
Because it is your heart and will for us to be liberated from the bondage of sin and death.
主，你的心意和你的赐福是我们不再受到死亡的威胁。
And your will and your heart is that we are no longer threatened by death.
因为我们是有永生盼望的人。
Because we have the hope of eternal life.
你是赐永生盼望的神。
And you give eternal life.
求主你今天与我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to all of us today.
让我们当中还不认识你，还没有信靠你的人，主能够听见你的慈爱的声音，呼召他们转向你。
And those that have yet to know you or put their trust in you, may the words today help them to turn back to you.
让他们能够看见你。
So that they can be able to see you.
让他们能够得着你。
And that they can take hold of you.
让他们能够属于你。
And that they can belong to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.